Nothing in this show should be considered legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. Information presented is from internet or other news sources. Always do your own research and due diligence. We're not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast.
Hey everybody, welcome to Money and Change right here on the Trim Radio Network. And did you get the new introduction? We have the disclaimer, and that's at the beginning. It'll be that way from now on out. So you don't have to listen to me read everything. Well, anyhow, welcome to Money and Change here on the Trim Radio Network. A big tip of the hat, low hat, to Russ Gallus. Stefan for doing the intro. He's a wizard on computers, and he really helped me out, so big howdy and thanks. And also to Victoria Smith for getting it added into our introduction. So that's great. Well, anyhow, like I said before, guys, we like to have a little bit of fun. We also have a good group of working presenters. Hosts, if you want to call them that, right here on the Trim Radio Network. And I've got a lot of stuff today. I've got some videos and some information, and we got to get into it. So the disclaimer's already done. So we've got to do the shout outs. And of course, a big shout out to the Trim Radio Network. And I'll tell you what, I can't speak enough about them because it's like family. You know, we have fun with that. And so, you know, we just like to have a little bit of fun once in a while, but we also have some very, very, very good programs. I've got to hit the magic button here and get to the point where we share the screen so you can see what we're talking about tonight, because we've got a lot of stuff to do. Well, anyhow, like usual, we always talk about all of our shows. We've got Adventures Await Around the Bend. And you can catch that on Spotify. You can catch Ranch It Up with Tigger and Beck on YouTube and Spotify. Life Walk with Christ God with Michael Bejas. And that's Rumble and YouTube and Spotify. We've got Money and Change every Sunday night live, except when I'm playing concerts. And the first one, I believe, is May 4th. So that will mean you get an encore edition. In other words, a replay. And also check out our Facebook site for any updated information, because I'll start posting things there. And you can get the videos there or the articles. So check out Money and Change live every Sunday at 7 p.m. And you can get us on Rumble, YouTube, and Spotify. And right after the show, I will go to the Rumble site, and then I will go ahead and put that link on Facebook so you can watch the show there anytime you want. Okay, we've also got Offsides College Football Top 25. We've got My World, Live, Laugh, and Whatever every Wednesday night live. And we can talk about anything we want to talk about, as long as we're nice. And we've got the Positude podcast. We've got Rascala's Red Pill Reality Show. And I always tell Rascala, you know, you got to give me the green pill. You always say you can either take the red pill or the blue pill, but I want the green pill. Just my luck, I end up with a yellow pill. Well, anyhow, we've also got Victoria Smith, the Natural Marketer podcast. Check her out. If you have a business, a club, fraternity, sorority, you name it, check out her podcast, because she talks a lot about marketing and marketing strategies. So you want to check that out. Hey, if you want to do your own show, all you have to do is find this little blue button up the top right, and you click on that, and It says, hi there, thanks for visiting Trim Radio Network. How can I help you today? Click on that and put your name in, your phone number. Always remember your area code. And then put your message in the box down below that. And you could say, hey, I want to do my own show on the Trim Radio Network. And how do I do it? And what do I need? And put your email address there. And you hit send message. And you will have a response almost immediately. But we will get you with a live person next business day. Or maybe that business day. Okay? So check that out. Wow. How can you support us? Well, there are a lot of different ways, but let's just take a look at this page right now. You can listen now to the live stream and past episodes. You can partner with us. You can host your own show. You can advertise with Trim Radio. You can support the station by donating, or you can shop the merchandise, better said by Michael Bejas's Buy the Merch. And then, of course, we've got a list of our shows. And we've got a blog, and eventually I think we'll populate that blog. And up at the top, you can see all these different symbols for different things that we're on besides, you know, YouTube and Facebook and X. We've also got Instagram. And I'll tell you what, we're spreading out there. We're getting really good at it. And I'll tell you what, we always cut the bull and serve the truth. That's the main thing here. Okay, let's shop the merchandise. Let's see what we've got up there today. Oh, we've got the Trim Radio On Air Unisex Ultra Cotton T-shirt. And we've got the Trim Radio Mouse Pad. We've got the Red Pill Reality Show New Blend Hooded Sweatshirt. And we've got the duffel bag. So if you're going to go to the gym or a concert or whatever, and you're allowed to take your duffel bag with you, get one of ours and take it. Tell the friends that you see at the YMCA, the club, or wherever. Tell them about Trim Radio. Okay, you can go get the Take All 15 mouse pad and the Money and Change ceramic mug. Boy, I'd love to have a morphing mug. Yeah, with a $10,000 bill on it. And somebody's face other than mine, okay? A morphing mug would be nice. I may have to talk to Michael Bejas on how we do that. But buy the merchandise. And, you know, you can also buy airtime here, donate, whatever. And it's a good deal, so check it out. Also, we've got our Facebook page. And if you notice, the kid's giving out money. Well, hopefully we'll help you save money. And you can check us out right here at the Money and Change Financially Prepped page. And you can join our group and we'll put you right with our members here and tell your friends they can join us for free. It's great. We have a lot of different things here. And one of the big things is that not only are we promoting the show here with the kid throwing the money, but also, if you go down and you click on comments, we have a list of everything we're going to talk about tonight. I may run out of some time, you know, and we may not get to cover everything. So we have things posted here now. And we're going to talk about the U.S. debt clock. We're going to talk about car financing, tax day, student loan pitfalls. Five things flight attendants say you should never order on a plane. How many people fly anymore? I haven't flown probably in 6 years. Maybe because I like to drive, I guess. And we've got Jim Cramer's calls it a safety when he's backing McDonald's in the chaos. And you can read that article. And I've listened to Jim Cramer several times over the years, and he's interesting, especially when he starts hitting the button that makes the noise. But you can check out all of our shows, and it's right here on the Money and Change Financially Prep page. I have to give out a big shout out to the University of Findlay And it's a good school. You've heard me talk about it for the last, I don't know how many years, but it is. It's a good school. And it's located in Findlay, Ohio, which is an all-American city. And they have three campuses. They have the equestrian campus on the western side of the city. And then they have the main campus and the hazardous materials campus. On the main campus, they have a lot of the classes are there. And I'll tell you what, they have good facilities, good professors, good staff at that university. I mean, all the staff there are very friendly people, from the custodians up to the secretaries or whatever. I'll tell you what, even the campus cops are nice. They really are. And if you need anything, you just ask. It's a good campus. But they have a lot of their classes in the old main building. I spent some time there. And also, they have other buildings for, you know, pharmacy. They have buildings for education, for science, for, music. A lot of different stuff. Check them out, the University of Findlay. Also, you want to check out their athletics. All you have to do here is wait till it comes up. There you go. That's got to be women's softball. And they beat Western Kentucky. They did a sweep there. They take down number 39 Northwood in tennis. And what else is new? Gee whiz. Tennis balls at Northwood 6-1. Oh, that's the latest one. Holy cow. But they've got track and field. They've got lacrosse, all kinds of stuff. Just check them out. It's a good school. Good NCAA Division II school. Okay, very good track team. Very good track team. Matter of fact, when they went to the Nationals, the 400-meter run, they were almost getting the national title. But they lost by 0.06 of a second. That's cutting it close, isn't it? Well, anyhow, guys, check out Rusty Duck's Custom Pens and Blanks. And what's this page doing here? Something happened. I have to get to Rusty Duck. Excuse me for just a second. Oh, yes. Here we are, Rusty Duck's Custom Pens and Blanks. Let's see if this is the right page. It's loading. Here we go. We've always talked about his pens, and I'll tell you what, he does pens and blanks. The blanks are the center part of the pen, and you can see here some of the stuff that he's done. And I'll tell you what, he has some good stuff. He really does. Michael Bejas and I both have pens that are done by Phil over at Rusty Duck's Custom Pens and Blanks, and I'll tell you something. Michael is working on a presentation card, beautiful card, fantastic paint job. I've never seen a paint job like it. Well, he took a picture of that card. I believe he had a pen made by Phil. And I'll tell you what, if the cars and the pen are just as beautiful as what I've seen them, they are fantastic. And so, you know, if you want to have a custom pen for your sorority, fraternity, business, clients, high school, teachers, gotta remember the teachers, and you know, or parents, parent organizations and stuff, get a hold of Phil at Rusty Duck's Custom Pens and Blanks. I mean, he really does some decent stuff. And everything that comes out of Rusty Duck's Custom Pens and Blanks, perfect. I mean, he's got a presentation case for his, Second Amendment pen. What am I talking? Second Amendment pen. And a great pen action. Another one he has, clockwatch parts in the pen. And, well, let's take a look at this one. See all the parts? He puts those in there and embeds it. I don't know where he gets those parts, but he does. And he embeds them. And fantastic job when he does it. I'll tell you what, he really does a good job. He does other pens too. And, you know, hey, if you're a Marine, there you go. Looks like a bullet, doesn't it? He does a really good job there. So you want to check him out, Phil, at Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. Here's another one with the gear works from a pen. Yeah, good stuff. I mean, it's really good. It's on the Cross Pen platform. And Cross Pens are pretty darn good. So you really want to check them out. You really do. Phil over at Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. Now, I don't know if this is real shredded money or not. No. Yes. Foreign currency, it looks like. Little bits and pieces. But, you know, that's what it is. So you can see how he kind of plays with things. And he does a really good job. So you don't go wrong there, you know. Both Michael Bejas and I bought our pens from Phil. And we paid full price for it. But he does an excellent job. So check him out, Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. Wow, what else is going on here? Well, we have Prepper Princess. You know, I always do shout outs. And I thought I would just put some of the presenters that I know and that I follow that would help you out. And so this week we're going to showcase Prepper Princess, and that's Amber Stork. And she published a book, which is Living on Almost Nothing, and she's done that. And she has a whole list of videos here. One thing that she just popped up was 35 things I never buy, but everybody else does. So you can check that one out. Two critical food items everybody should have. I'm going to tell you, oatmeal. She's got a way to work with oatmeal. And yeah, a lot of different things. You're doing laundry wrong. You know, I always thought when I was measuring for laundry, and there she is. You can see her doing that over on the right-hand side of the screen. I follow the directions that were in there, but I don't need that much. It's about half as much. And it's only just about 3/8 of an inch of depth of your washing liquid for a whole container. So she's telling you about it. And she's got a whole list of videos. So check her out, Prepper Princess. Last time I think we talked about Dave Kobler. And so we're doing Prepper Princess today. And I'll have another one next week. But we always have shout outs, of course, to the Big Family Homestead with Brad and Krista out in the middle of Wisconsin. It's mud season out there. We also have Southern Prepper One with Dave Kobler. We talked about him last week. Patriot Nurse, we talked about her last week. Prepper Princess is this week. And Dave Gilmore will be coming up, as well as Colby at the Max. Now, you know, I've always talked about GMRS radios. And I'll tell you what comes in handy. I don't know about you, but we have had torrential rains here in Ohio. And as I was talking to Victoria, and she said the Tennessee River is overflowing its banks where she's at. And other people are saying, hey, we've got flooding here, there, and everywhere. And what happens if you don't have power? Do you have a portable generator? Do you have some of the battery generating systems? You know, I have a battery generator set up with OOPES, O-U-P-E-S. And it's a 3,000-watt battery system that I can charge with solar panels, or I could charge it with my generator, and I can run different things in the house. And eventually, I'll have it hooked up so I can run my furnace in the wintertime, and as well as power the air conditioning if need be, fans, lights. I kind of went over the edge on that one. I've got other smaller battery packs that I can use. But I'll tell you what, you have to have power when the power goes out. And one person just laughed at me one time. I was having dinner with some friends, and I saw her, went over to say hi. And I said, you know, are you prepared for bad weather? And she says, oh, we really never get bad weather here. Oh, yeah, with all the rain that we've had, I don't know the inch total right now. It's probably about 8 or 9 inches of rain over right now, 3 days. It's supposed to be raining by the end of the show. The Great Miami River is over its banks in some places. If it wasn't for a levee system, a lot more areas would be flooded. And I'll tell you what, I was driving around today. I was taking a look at the Great Miami River and seeing what was over the banks, and the flow of the river was pretty awesome. And I checked the local spillway at one of the lakes, and I'll tell you what, I mean, it was just overflowing like crazy. So you want to be prepared. Do you have a to-go bag in case you have to evacuate? Because I know people that live north of where I live, they're talking about if the river causes any more flooding, they're going to have to evacuate part of the city. Yeah. So you need a to-go bag, extra clothes, maybe your important papers in a folder, flash drive, whatever. You might want to have a good raincoat. You know, gloves if it's cold, coats, food, water. I mean, it's getting serious here right now. And I noticed a friend of mine took a video, which was about 2 miles from where I live to the west of me, and that whole area was flooded. I mean, the water was almost up to her front door, probably within about 20 feet of her front door, and the whole farmland area around there was just flooded. And it was bad. And these bad storms, if we keep getting more of these and you're not prepared, you're in trouble. Now, what happens if you have to call somebody and the cell phone towers are down? That's where the GMRS radios come in. $35 gets you a 10-year license. This is an Ocean 935G Plus. And I'll tell you what, with this Nagoya 771G antenna, I can talk from where I live to Dayton, Ohio, 35 miles away, and hit a repeater in Dayton and talk another 90 miles. And a lot of different channels on this radio. And I'll tell you what, it's a good radio. And I can find out what's going on. I can talk to my relatives because they can use the radio too. You know, your family, close family, for $35. One license, $35, and it covers the family. They have to abide by the rules, but I'll tell you what, these come in handy. They really do. Wow, what else is going on? Oh. That Ocean radio also has an FM radio in there, so you can actually tune local FM stations, and you can get NOAA weather radio and all that kind of stuff. Another good one to have is a police scanner. Now, whether or not it's made by Cobra, there are others. They come in handy, so you can hear what's going on and know what's going on in your community. Make sure that you have good radios, wind-up radios. I showed one last week that I have. And make sure you have plenty of batteries. You got to have plenty of batteries. Because, hey, it's getting to that point. And so what do you do when you have a big emergency? Follow Prepper Princess. Follow Dave Kobler. There are a lot of different things that they suggest. So this is Prepper Princess's page. Hey, it's free to join. She posts once or twice a week, and you get good information. Wow, the flooding that's going on. Yeah, I got something today about flood insurance. Do you have flood insurance where you're at? In some places, you know, you live in a floodplain, you have to have flood insurance. And some people say, well, I don't need it. And all of a sudden you get a big bad flood and things are really messed up. Some people say, well, I'm insured through my insurance company. Maybe you better check your policies. Also, you better check on flood insurance. Now, here's a video for you on flood insurance. So watch this and take some notes. You might learn something.
Rebuilding after a flood can be difficult enough without the added financial hardships that can come with flood damage. Homeowners insurance and commercial property insurance does not typically cover flood damage, but private flood insurance will pay claims regardless of whether there is a presidential disaster declaration or not. Flood damage is typically caused by heavy, prolonged rain, melting snow, coastal storm surges, blocked storm drainage systems, or levee dam failure. The definition of flood as it relates to insurance coverage is when groundwater covers at least 2 acres or two properties. Sometimes when we have a pipe burst inside a home that causes a lot of damage, we say, my house flooded. This does not fit the definition of flood we are talking about because it is not groundwater that covered at least 2 properties or 2 acres of land. Homes and businesses in high-risk flood areas with mortgages are required to have flood insurance. If you live in a high-risk flood area and have received federal disaster assistance, including grants from the Federal Emergency Management Agency or low-interest disaster loans from the U.S. Small Business Administration, you must maintain flood insurance in order to be considered for any future federal disaster aid. Furthermore, if your home is in a designated flood zone, your lender will require you to have flood insurance. Flood zones are not always by the coastline as you would expect. Texas is particularly prone to floods, especially in two large parts of the state, the coast and a wide band called Flash Flood Alley that extends through central and north Texas. Almost every major city in Texas is in an area at high risk of flooding. Unfortunately, floods can happen anywhere. Over half of the homes flooded by Hurricane Harvey were outside of a designated flood zone. Because of this, it is still a good idea to buy flood insurance, even if you are not required to buy it. Flood insurance works just like other insurance products. You, the insured, will pay an annual premium based on the property's flood risk and the deductible. Factors such as the flood zone designation, age of the property, and the number of floors can all impact pricing, which is set by the National Flood Insurance Program. If your property or its contents are damaged or destroyed by flooding caused by an external event, such as rain, snow, storms, collapsed or failed infrastructure, you, the property owner, will receive cash for the amount of money required to repair the damage and or rebuild the structure, up to the policy limit. There are two ways you can buy flood insurance, the National Flood Insurance Program and private flood insurance companies. If your building is in a high-risk zone, private flood insurance companies will not offer insurance to you, and the NFIP is the only option. A flood insurance policy from the NFIP will cover your home up to $250,000 and up to $100,000 for personal belongings. The maximum coverage for a business is $500,000 in building coverage and $500,000 in contents coverage on the NFIP policy. If you need more coverage for your building, there are excess flood policies available. Private flood insurance companies have higher coverages available, and the premiums are usually lower. There are a few things flood insurance does not cover, like the additional living expenses if you are not able to stay in your home, damage caused by moisture, mildew, or mold could have been prevented, property and belongings outside a building such as trees, plants, wells, septic systems, tanks, pools, and fences are not covered. Cars are not covered by flood insurance policies, but are covered if you have comprehensive coverage on your auto policy. Most flood policies have a 30-day waiting period before kicking in, so do not wait for an approaching storm before deciding to buy coverage. There are exceptions to this, of course, like when you're buying a new home. Flood insurance is different from other insurance policies that you are probably familiar with. Talk with a licensed insurance agent from White Slate to talk about flood insurance and your problem today. If you have any questions or would like to speak to a licensed insurance agent about your insurance needs, please contact White Slate Insurance at 817-809-4522.
Yeah, make sure you have flood insurance, okay? If you live in a conservancy district, like where my town is and some of the other towns along the Great Miami River in Ohio, you have to have flood insurance if your property abuts the river or is along the river. So you have to have flood insurance. Wow, what's going on? I hope that's helpful. I really do. And I think you can check it on the website too. Hey, the U.S. debt clock, if you take a look at that, our national debt right now is $36,692,173,000,000 and climbing. That's $107,276 per citizen, and per taxpayers, $323,048. I don't know about you, but I don't carry that much cash. I've never seen that much cash. The only big bill that I ever handled, and I couldn't even tell you what president was on, it was a $10,000 bill. And the person that gave it to me, I was in the bank, and he gave me the thing, and he said, look at it. That's a $10,000 bill. We have to have so many of those for FDIC and all this. I thought, oh, that's interesting. And he said, now give it back, and he put it back in the safe. That was the only time I was allowed to touch it. Wow, what's Doge been doing lately? Savings per taxpayer right now is at $2,562. And the Doge clock is 287,819,000 climbing. So they're saying that they saved that. But I've been listening to some stuff today where Tom Homan and the FBI were visiting a certain judge. Now, I don't know if that's true because it really hasn't come out in the regular press. But I listened to this session, and it could very well have happened, and it implicates a lot of other judges and other people. That's going to be interesting. You wonder where your money went? Well, Doge is going to find out. Hopefully they can prosecute. Oh, wow. The debt to GDP ratio. 1960, it was 53.04%. By 2000, it was 58.44%. And now it's 122.61%. Debt to GOP ratio or GDP ratio. And I'll tell you what, that just means we have overspent quite a bit. We need to get that down to probably 50%. And that's a heck of a cut to reduce that. So take a look at the U.S. debt clock, because it's got a lot of good information here. I mean, a lot of statistics. And you say, well, what's that going to do to help me? Well, makes you understand the broader picture, especially when you get down to the bottom and you look at the precious metals reserves, who's buying the metals, mineral reserves, real estate, land, stock market, recaptured assets, total hidden wealth, and wealth per citizen. Then they have these buttons at the bottom. They've got a mortgage loan calculator. Comes in handy if you're buying a house. Gold supply, demand, home sales, sources, auto sales, energy output. A lot of stuff's there. All you have to do is just go ahead and get the website, click on it, and you've got this thing, okay? I go over it just about every show because it's important. A lot of important information. So if you went ahead and you if you clicked on something, then it would bring up U.S. federal tax revenue. You could click on that and it would get you to a source, maybe. I've done it before. It's just not cooperating right now. Anyhow, usdebtclock.org, it's an important thing you have to look at. Wow. You know, Trump and his tariffs, he was saying, you know, if you're giving us a tariff, we're going to tariff you back the same equal amount or greater. And a lot of countries are, you know, giving us different types of tariffs. And like, for example, Here's President Trump. He's holding up reciprocal tariffs, and China is charging us 67%. And the USA, I believe, is just 34%. European Union is 39%, and the US is charging the European Union countries 20%. I mean, they're charging us more for our goods. And we're not charging enough. And I think what President Trump is trying to say, let's all be on an equal playing field. If you charge me 10%, I'll charge you 10%. If you charge me 50%, I'm going to charge you 50%. And then what's that going to do to your business? It's already having an effect in China. So you're going to notice some differences in Walmart. And basically, Walmart's telling China, you've got to absorb the tariffs, because then we'll have to find other places to buy stuff. And you take a look at all the things that are going on, and Trump's got something there. With the tariffs, they want to sell their stuff to us, and we want to buy their stuff. But if it's not on equal grounds, guess what? We're not going to buy it. We couldn't afford it, and they couldn't afford our stuff. And so that's, he's doing tit for tat on this. I think he's got a winning game plan on that. Sure, we're going to have higher costs to begin with. But as people say, uh-oh, I've had enough, we'll just go equal terms. You charge 10%, I'll charge 10%, and we get along fine. And everybody plays good in the sandbox. But you can take a look at the tariffs and everything. And, you know, the article goes into a lot of stuff, you know, but hey, it's a trade war. And you finally have to talk people into going equal, because that benefits everybody, not just one side. You can see all the stats here and so forth. King T on April 6th said his nation would offer zero tariffs and no retaliation as the start of negotiations with the United States, while vowing to remove trade. So you run into that. Would you believe I've had nothing but phone calls today from people wanting me to take part in surveys? Are you getting that? I'm getting nothing but surveys today. It's driving me nuts. And I can't turn my phone off. I wish I could. They're very rude when they call. And I don't know about you, but I don't like doing a lot of surveys. Anyhow, there's the article. You can check it out on Zero Hedge. But I think Trump's got a good idea on this one. The other one that he had that came out, and this was in Zero Hedge, Trump's tariffs could be a boost to the Middle East struggling economies. And they were talking about Egyptian cotton. And, you know, if you go to Walmart, as we call it, Wally World here in Ohio, you take a look at Egyptian cotton. And, yeah, it's a little bit more pricier than the other stuff that's out there, but it's very good cotton. Well, it's going to be able to help the Egyptians, because now with that tariff on everything else, and as far as Southeast Asia goes, it makes the Egyptian cloth look a lot better because it's going to be cheaper. So it's a boost for Egypt's garment industry. So you can thank Trump for that, Egypt. There's a lot to the tariff wars. And eventually everything will even out. It's got to. How tariffs are shaping U.S. car prices. You know, car prices, wow. Do you drive a foreign car? You know, if it's already in the United States, I don't think you're going to have a tariff on it. But the next set of cars that they bring into the United States, they're going to have tariffs on them. And that's not going to be a good thing. So listen to this report that I had from Yahoo.
Part of this during the negotiations is some of the OEMs are basically saying they won't actually supply the U.S. any vehicles. Now, what happens then? It then would mean that U.S. would actually lose jobs, because you wouldn't have jobs here in the United States with all these automakers actually, whether they distribute in, as they distribute into the U.S., there's a lot of U.S. citizens that work for many of the auto manufacturers. So if they start laying off because of the fact that they can't distribute supply here, then it will affect jobs in the United States.
Yeah, it will. But I'll tell you what, what's going to happen is, in some cases, the car dealers are saying, we'll absorb that tax, we'll give you a cut. I think Ford Motor Company was doing that, saying that they would absorb the tariff. It remains to be seen, but we'll see what happens, because a lot of parts made by Ford are foreign parts, and everything's assembled here in the United States. So you would check into it, and we'll see how that goes. I mean, you know, it would be nice that maybe General Motors might reciprocate and do the same thing with Chrysler. Because some of the cars from GM are made in Canada, some are made down in Mexico. And some of the car dealers are saying, hey, I'll tell you what, we'll just make them here in the United States, because in the long run, it would be cheaper because we don't have to pay the tariffs. Something to think about. Hey, tax day, 2025, have you done your taxes yet? Did you fill out all your paperwork? Did you send it in yet? Hopefully you have everything. Well, anyhow, something from Yahoo Finance. Tax day 2025 is coming up, and here's what to know to file by the deadline. Oh, yeah, you want to get it in by midnight of the 15th. But here it is. And Kaz Wida wrote the article. And, you know, we've got to fill out those tax forms. We've got the e-file, and we've got all the paper stuff. Some of us fill out more paper than others. But for most taxpayers, the federal tax filing date falls either on April 15th or the next business day. Make sure that you know what specific day it is to avoid penalties. And this year, it falls on a Tuesday. For most calendar year filers, note that business tax return deadlines follow the fiscal year and may differ. And here in Ohio, we've got the federal tax, we've also got the school tax, and we also have the state tax. It's all going to hit the same time. So most state income tax deadlines mirror the federal filing deadline, but there are some exceptions. So double check your state's website, okay? For example, in Louisiana gives residents until May 15th. Well, you know, Louisiana is a slower moving state. I don't know what it is in Arkansas, but I imagine it would be just as slow. So how to file your income taxes? You know, you got to have your W-2s, your form 1099s, and other withholding documentation. You have to gather that, and you want to do that during the tax year. Create a folder and put everything in there. Actually, you can do subfolders. You can say, hey, this is where I put my 1099s. These are my W-2s. These are my deductions, and divide them up that way. And then if you have to take things to an accountant because of special paperwork, then what you have to do is take them all that and say, there you go. It's all organized for you and you're all set. So make sure that you file things, okay? And IRS has a free file, which is free guided tax software from IRS. So it's there. If you check out the article, the links will be there. Consult the tax professional. And there are some years I have to go to an accountant. And the last, I think, 3 years I've had to go to an accountant. Just different types of paperwork that they know what to fill out. I don't. And so I want to make sure that the accountant covers everything. Yeah, it costs. For me, it costs about $125 a year. But it's worth it because I end up saving some money thanks to the accountants. Plus, I don't get penalties. Are you taking the standard deduction or are you going to itemize? That's another thing. You know, if the tariffs are being done, pan out, and they really turn out to be good, we may not be paying income tax. We might be having a tariff tax. And the tariffs would take care of our income taxes. That'd be nice, wouldn't it? Well, anyhow, it talks about how to file exemptions and everything. And what happens if you don't file before the tax filing deadline, or what happens afterwards too. You know, failure to file penalties is 5% of your unpaid taxes, and that can add up. It can also go up to 25% of your unpaid tax liability. You don't want to end up paying that. So if you need to see what this is, I'm going to make sure it's posted on the Money and Change Facebook page, okay? So you can cover that. Well, what else have we got going? Oh, IRS last minute tax reminder to millions of Americans in disaster areas. This is done by Jack Phillips at the Epoch Times. And the IRS said Friday in a last minute reminder that people and businesses who are covered under the 2024 disaster declarations do not have to submit their taxes by April 15th. Some individuals and businesses' taxes are due May 1st. And people in three states have deadlines in the fall to submit taxes. So you want to check that one out, okay? Now it says also, meanwhile, taxpayers in all of Kentucky and taxpayers in the West Virginia counties of Boone, Greenbrier, Lincoln, Logan, McDowell, Mercer, Mingo, Monroe, Raleigh, Summers, Wayne, and Wyoming can submit their taxes by November 3rd. Why? Because everything was probably washed away during their floods. It's amazing. We're getting a lot of floods now where we never did before. Oh, hey, good news. A bloated IRS is preparing to cut workforce by 25%. Whatever happened to those 85,000 agents that they were going to hire? Well, they're going to cut the workforce by 25%. Nearly 2 months after top DOGE officials and support team arrived at IRS headquarters to investigate waste and fraud, aiming to streamline a bloated and corrupt federal bureaucracy, the Trump administration has begun a sizable workforce reduction across the federal agency. And Fox News reported late Friday evening that the IRS will be laying off about 20,000 staffers, up to 25% of the workforce, on Friday and through the next week. Wow. Maybe the taxes will be processed a lot slower, or maybe they just didn't need the 25%. Well, here's a good one. Recession. Recession risk. Here's how to safeguard your finances. Listen up.
These folks are not predicting a recession. They're just raising the chances that it could happen. Most of them are predicting a slowdown from the growth where we are right now. What should people be looking out for? What signs that could signal a slowdown or even a recession is coming?
We'll keep an eye on unemployment. Unemployment is likely to start ticking up if there is a recession. We'll look at consumer spending. Consumers often lose confidence. We're starting to see declining consumer confidence already. If we see a slowdown in consumer spending, that can be another sign that we are headed into recession. But the tricky part about a recession is that we could be in one already and not know it, simply because the data lags. And so for individual investors, the thing to keep an eye on is your own finances. You want to focus on controlling the things that you can control, making sure that your job is shored up as much as possible. And if you feel that it's tenuous, making sure that you are taking steps right now in terms of brushing up your LinkedIn, brushing up your resume. You want to make sure that you're keeping a little bit of extra powder dry in terms of savings in case you need it in an emergency. You're not going to be able to control the roller coaster markets, but you are going to be able to keep a lid on your own wallet, at least to some degree.
And speaking of controlling things you can control, Jean, you know, it's a good reminder what you were saying about your LinkedIn. Also, that we're not at the height, you know, the job market is not necessarily weak right now, but it's not at the height it was a couple of years ago. So if someone's preparing to leave a job voluntarily, they should probably have another one lined up.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we stop and think, oh my gosh, a recession, I'm never going to be able to get a job. No, hiring happens continually. It just happens a little more slowly in a recession, which means it may take you a little bit longer to get that next job. And so, Julie, exactly what you're saying is what I would say. Don't quit the job until you've got the next one lined up. Now is not the time to do that.
Yep, that's right. Always do your research. Okay, student loans. How many of you are still students out there? Well, I've got this and we'll put it on the website. But I'll tell you what, we've got a little bit of time so we can cover this. And let's do that. Let me get the volume up here and here we go.
Talking about student loans, from signing up to making your first repayment. And according to the College Board, current college students are spending an average of just under $3,000 per month and about $26,000 for a 9-month school year. Joining us now is Daniel Ricciardo, University of San Diego finance professor, credible money coach, and personal finance expert. So Dan, thank you so much for being with us, first of all. And what are college students spending all this money on? I mean, we know they have tuition, we know they have board, but break it down for us.
Yeah, hi, Julie. Thanks for having me back. It's a lot different now than it was when we were in school, I think, you know? So first of all, obviously everything's just so much more expensive because of inflation and whatnot. And what we're seeing is that college students spend about half of their monthly budget on housing, whether that be on-campus housing or off-campus housing. So that's a big chunk right there. About 30% of it goes to transportation, getting food costs. You know, you got to feed those kids in college, right? And listen, they want avocado toast, not ramen noodles. So that's gotten more expensive as well. Transportation, cell phone travel, that kind of makes up the other 20%. But all in all, no matter how you look at it, Julie, it's pretty expensive.
So the loans and grants and all of the monies in financial aid that these kids are getting, are there requirements, are there limits on what they can actually spend those funds on?
Yeah, good question. We have to draw the distinction. There's two types of loans, as you know, Julie. There's private and federal. Now, most students go with the federal student loans. Everyone qualifies for a federal student loan. Whether you're Elon Musk's child or one of my middle-class kids, you qualify for a federal student loan. You're capped annually on how much you can receive from the federal government. And you have pretty broad definition of what you can use it for: education-related expenses, tuition, room, board, transportation, a computer, for example. An energy drink can qualify. Keg party, probably not. So you have to use it for technically expenses related to your college experience.
That's kind of amazing. Energy drink, right? If you're staying up all night studying, I guess, yeah. And you can justify the expense that way. And what are your tips for incoming students who might be worried about their finances?
And that's the real key. You and I have to focus on what we can control. We can't necessarily control inflation, but one of my tips for all of my students and my own kids included: limit your borrowing to your expected first year salary. You're going to become a chemical engineer, go ahead and borrow 90 grand. Studying basket weaving, change your major. Ignore the sticker prices. You know, there's there's the sticker price at the schools, but you know, the big schools with expensive sticker prices are also the most generous schools when it comes to scholarships and financial aid. So forget the sticker price, apply, and let's see what the school comes up with. Work part-time, that's the key. And it also, by the way, adds to your resume, your skill set. The best way to pay for college, have somebody else pay it for you. You can work part-time at Walmart, part-time at Starbucks, and they'll pay for college, right? So check out those employer-paid benefits. And finally, Julie, something I call the 2+2 strategy. 2 years community college, especially for those students, those young adults that are not really quite sure about college yet, right? So it's a low-cost, low-impact way to figure out if this is really for you. 2 years there, 2 years to a regular four-year college, you'll come out with a four-year college degree, and you'll save a boatload of money.
Yeah, and Dan, it feels like community college is getting a lot more sort of acceptable as college has gotten a lot more expensive. So that makes a lot of sense for people. Thank you for so much. Appreciate it.
Wow. I'll tell you what. Community colleges are really, really are very helpful. And I personally know friends of mine, their one daughter wanted to go into education and be a teacher. And she was in high school, very smart student. And luckily, within basically a half mile was a community college, as well as a joint vocational school. And she could have gone to the joint vocational school too to pick up other trades, but she decided she wanted to become a teacher. So she went to Edison State Community College while she was in high school. She did mornings at the regular high school, then she went over to Edison State, and she had her whole freshman year taken care of. And she transferred to a branch campus of Wright State University, and now she's a junior. Yeah, and she'll graduate next year. That's a good deal. So community colleges have a place, not only for learning a trade or taking additional classes prior to going to a full university. And a lot of those credits transfer automatically. And it's a good deal. Some community colleges, you can get a bachelor's degree from a community college because they have a branch campus of a regular college there. And in some cases, you can take master's work without going to the other college campus. If I wanted to take something from Franklin University in business, they're in Columbus, but all I have to do is go to a community college and I can take classes through them at that point. It's a good deal and it costs a lot less. You could actually live at home and go to the community colleges and then go to the main college for your last 2 years of study. Well, anyhow, guys, that's all I've got for Money and Change. Hopefully everything was helpful for you today. And also check out Money and Change / Financially Prepped on Facebook and to see everything else. So with that, guys, that's all I've got this week. I'll see you Wednesday live for My World. See ya. Have a good week and stay dry.